So that was a show under the auspices of Peanut Butter and Gems. Thank you so much for everyone who donated in. We raised over $200 for the show. I think $285 for Peanut Butter and Gems. And we'll continue asking you for your support on Thursday at 6 p.m. when you'll hear Andrew Morrison, film food critic, and several restaurant reviews, including learning about honey in Vancouver. So thank you, Brian, my brother, who just called in. Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you to my parents, Jane and Jerry. Thank you to Kendra Lowen. Thanks for everyone that listened in. And yeah, listen in on 6 p.m. Next is Synchronicity.
I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon to start your week feeling uplifted and optimistic. Let's tap into the universal energy that connects us all. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Oh yeah, this is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. And we're joined today by the lovely Surya Devi. Hello, hello. And it is Fun Drive. You may be listening in Vancouver at CITR 101.9 FM, in which case you already know it's Fun Drive because we've been talking about it all week. Well, it's the beginning of the week. But anyway, you know what I mean. It's been going on for a while now. And you may also be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. And wherever you are listening from, you should call in and donate 822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. We are going to be spending the entire hour talking about why you should donate to CITR. And of course, when you call in 822-8648, you can also donate online, citr.ca/donate. But when you call in, you should say that you are donating to Synchronicity because we have some special gifts for you if you're listening in Vancouver and can come to the station and pick up those lovely prizes. So, Surya, how you doing? It's been a while since was it last Fun Drive that you were here?
I think so. I was just trying to remember that. And then I was like, wow, was that a year already?
Yeah. I think you were here one other time.
I was here talking about, what was I talking about? Maybe the Tibetan concert.
Oh, yeah. That's okay.
Yeah. You were so sweet, and we did a whole show about that. That was a few months ago.
Yeah, well, it's good to see you again because you're sort of the resident go-to person for Fun Drive because you're so fun and then you can play music and
I'm fun.
Yeah, you are fun.
We're fun.
The Tibet concert was fun.
You're gonna have lots of fun.
You will, because you can also come to the station and we'll be here till 1 o'clock if you want to come and like stalk us for the hour.
Yeah,
if you're nice. Only stalk us if you're nice.
And cute.
Yeah, that's a bonus.
Cute is a bonus. If you're cute, we'll throw in an extra special prize for you.
That's right. Okay, so we're at the Student Union Building in UBC.
And if you can sing, even better. We'll. If you can rap, even better.
Yeah. Yeah. We were talking, I was saying how Surya wants to maybe, usually she plays really spiritual music on the show, but I was saying she could talk about, I don't know if I can say those words on the air, but naughty things. She could talk about
things that rappers talk about.
More rap associated themes, and it would still be spiritual because she's got that vibe.
It rhymes with gimps and yo-yos.
Gimps and yo-yos.
That'll be our song. We're going to write that song, Gimps and Yo-Yos. That's our new age rap song.
So you should give us a call at 604-822-8648 if you want to donate to the station. And the reason is because this is a community station, and so we run on really student fees and donations from listeners like you.
you're listening right now, even if you're listening on podcast, you can still go to citr.ca/donate to make a donation, or you can call 604-822-8648 to support your campus and community radio station. If you're listening on podcast, you can do that too. But the best way to do it is listen live right now and call in, because we do have a limited number of fabulous gifts that I'm going to be giving away. You wanted to say something, Saria?
Oh, well, I was just going to say, just because this is my experience with fundraising, because I do a lot of it too, is I think people sometimes feel pressured that they need to make big donations, but you don't. You can donate anything, and think about it. Like, if 100 people donated $10, like, that's, you know, huge, right? So I think people sometimes shy away because they're like, oh, you know, they feel pressured, they need to make a big donation, but you really don't. Everything
totally
counts.
Totally. And that's, I made a rambling YouTube video. You can go watch it at spiritualshow.com, or no, youtube.com/spiritualshow if you want to see any of my rambles. I just ramble. Just the same. It's the same as on the show. I just talk about nothing, really. And thank you for listening. I appreciate it. But we're asking for donations, and that's one of the things I said, is that, you know, gifts, if you make a donation of $30 or more, there are gifts available as a thank you. But even if $5, you know, our goal today is to raise, well, the station is trying to raise $35,000. We're definitely going to make that goal. But the goal for today for Synchronicity is $400. So I know at least one person is going to be calling in because he wants the Astro the Ostrich t-shirt. Have you seen the t-shirts? They're really cool. Yeah, we did... where is he? He's Astro the Ostrich. He's that guy on the picture right there.
There's a statue of him outside the door.
Yeah.
I wondered that. I was like, why is there an ostrich outside the door?
CITR has kind of rebranded itself and has like Astro the Ostrich with like a spaceman helmet.
We need to look up what the power animal meaning for ostriches, ostrich. You know?
Okay, we'll do that during the break. Yeah. Okay, so I'm rambling. And we're going to get Surya to play a song in a minute, and then I'll look that up. So starting at the $30 level, I'm looking in our thing. Okay, so at $30, if you call 604-822-8648, 604-822-8648, you will get a Friends of CITR card as a thank you gift from CITR. And then also Namaste Publishing has donated a few copies of a new book that they've just published by Lynn Woodland. It's called Making Miracles: Create New Realities for Your Life and Our World. And any donation over $30, while quantities last, I'm going to throw in the gift of Making Miracles: Create New Realities for Your Life and Our World. And one of the great things about this book is just holding it. Everyone who reads the book, the first exercise is to infuse the book with your energy and intentions that everyone who reads it will manifest miracles in their lives. So even if you do nothing but read the book and you don't even go through all the exercises, good things are going to happen for you. So if that $30 is feeling like a little bit much, call in anyway and get the book, because it's going to help you manifest miracles. In your life. So yeah, awesome. Give us a call, 604-822-8648. And then we also have two copies. Surya has so generously donated two copies of Songs of the Buddha. So at the $60 level, if you call in, I'm going to give you the Making Miracles book plus the CD by Surya, which is so beautiful. Songs of the Buddha. Lovely. I play some of your music on the show quite often. So, and then also you'll get the swag from CITR, which is a Friends of CITR card, and you'll get a CITR record bag at the $60 level. The first two people who call in and donate anything $60 or more, you're going to get the book and the Songs of the Buddha CD. And then, of course, if you want the awesome limited edition, where's the t-shirt? I think that's for $101.90. It says limited edition surprise. Go ahead and shut the door. We've got people talking in the hallway. So Surya is lovingly closing the door on them. So give us a call, 604-822-8648. And I'm going to stop rambling and asking for you to call in. You can do that while Surya is playing. So tell us about this song.
Well, the first song I'm going to sing is actually a cover song. It's a lot of you know it. It's called Message in a Bottle by The Police or Sting. And I'm singing this song in memory of a dear friend who actually passed away a few days ago. A lot of people know him. His name was Randy Posnio, Quest Poetics Foundation. And he was a very, very talented musician. And we unfortunately lost him over the last few days. And this was this is one of the songs that always reminds me of him because he sang it very beautifully. He was kind of like a one-man band. He had his, like, it's called the Line 6. He would beatbox and then play guitar and sing and rap and everything. And so we actually did a video shoot at my old house a couple years ago. And so if you go on the internet, you can see him singing this song. So
awesome. Yeah. And he's having a memorial, right?
He is actually today. It's going to be crazy, I think. Georgia and Granville, in front of this SkyTrain station there, everyone's coming out because he actually played on the streets a lot. That was part of his thing, like, you know, busking and because he was all about the people, right? He really loved connecting with the people. So we're just like, that was somebody came up with that idea, like bringing it back to the streets. There's going to be some other fundraising shows and stuff to help take care of his family and stuff. But today, I think it's going to be great because he knew everyone, all the musicians in the city. I mean, we're all mourning him and, I mean, celebrating him at the same time. But yeah, he was very talented. So it's going to be like one huge party jam on Granville and Georgia from 6 o'clock on tonight.
6 p.m.
6 p.m. And it's in memory of him.
Granville and Georgia. Okay, cool. Take it away.
Okay.
Just a castaway and I didn't last at sea. Oh, another lonely day with no one here but me. Oh, oh, more loneliness than any man could bear. Rescue me before I fall into despair. I'll send an SOS to the world. I'll send an SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets my, I hope that someone gets my message in the bottle, yeah. Can you hear the people, the crying? Crying, yeah, message in the bottle, yeah. A year has passed since I wrote my note. I should have known this right from the start. Only hope can keep me together. Love can mend your life, but love can break your heart. I'll send an SOS to the world. I'll send an SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets my, I hope that someone gets my message in the bottle, yeah. Can you hear the people, the crying? Crying, yeah. Message in the bottle, yeah. Walked out this morning, oh, and I don't believe what I saw. 100 billion bottles washed up on the shore, yeah. Seems I'm not alone at being alone, yeah. 100 billion castaways looking for a home. I'll send an SOS to the world. I'll send an SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets my, I hope that someone gets my message in a bottle, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, message in the bottle, yeah. Can you hear the people, the crying? Crying revolution, yeah. Oh, crying revolution, oh, yeah. Message in the bottle, yeah.
Yay! That's how he sings it. I saw you're like, that's not how the song goes. That was like, you have to go look it up on YouTube. Randy Posnio, Message in a Bottle. That's his little, he says like, can you hear the people, the crying? That's like the way he sings it. He sings it much better than me, but that was my...
It's all good. It's lovely. I love how you sing. You're wonderful. That's why I keep inviting you back. I just can't get enough of you. Yay! And, oh, yeah, so also as a thank you, and, I mean, this is whether just a thank you for being a listener, whether you choose to donate or not, but you really should, 604-822-8648. Suri has got a CD she's giving out for free. Yeah. Online.
Yeah, it's a mixtape. I'm saying it's the world's first original yoga mixtape until somebody challenges me on it otherwise. But yeah, it's all original songs. And I call it a mixtape because it's not really an album. They were kind of all older songs that had just been sitting around and not doing anything with them. And one of my producers heard them and he was like, oh, why don't you make a mixtape? So I made it kind of mimic a hip hop mixtape, which if you've heard hip hop mixtapes, they have a host. You have like all these different songs going on. So my girl, DJ Chayla from Brooklyn, is the host. And we've made it very kind of new agey. But anyway, it's at mantrasforthemasses.com. MANTRAS. forthemasses.com, or if you go to my website, suryadevi.com, there's a download button there. And yeah, it's a whole hour of music. It's exactly 60 minutes. I made it that way. So if people want to, you know, practice yoga to it or meditate to it or whatever, it's kind of like a timer for them. And yeah, I've been hearing from different friends that people are playing it at different yoga classes and stuff like that. So, and it's all Sanskrit and Tibetan prayers. And so yeah, mantras for the masses. I just kept this kind of vision that, well, I know that these prayers are very healing, as you know. Mm-hmm. The Sanskrit language is very ancient. It's very energized with a lot of very powerful, you know, yogis and sages over the years who have chanted these. So they're very energized. I believe that somewhere inside of us, we know all these sacred languages. Mm-hmm. You know, our energy centers respond to them. So I think that, especially because there's so much low vibrational music on mainstream radio these days, I think it's really nice for people's...
But not Katy Perry, right?
No.
I love her.
We love Katy Perry. I kissed a girl and I liked it. She's cute. She's clever, though.
I know. I like... She wears the cute wigs.
I like her. I like everyone. All artists have their own, you know, everyone... I don't know. I don't really like to criticize any artist.
No.
Because everyone's doing their own thing. And everybody's just doing... I try to believe everyone's doing the best that they can.
Yeah. And, you know, Abraham Hicks, which I've sort of like... I have mixed feelings about the whole law of attraction thing. When I started this show, it was all like, law of attraction! And now I'm kind of like, yeah, I have mixed feelings about it. But one of the interesting things... Why? Because there's so many people out there that are selling the law of attraction.
Okay.
And they're just telling you what you want to hear, and half of what's out there is crap. Not to say the law of attraction is crap, but a lot of what's out there is, and I'm not going to use any specific names or anything, because I do love Abraham Hicks and what they're teaching, but my whole law of attraction thing, I just sort of have mixed feelings. There's pros and cons to it.
And you know what? You're bang on with that, because actually what they're doing is they're withholding key points of information.
I know. You have to pay for it. And then they sign you up and it's like, oh, if you pay like $50 a month to join our whatever, then we'll give you one thing. And then it's like, oh, but if you want the real secret, you've got to like give us $10,000 and we'll tell you how it's done.
Okay, so you're absolutely right. But don't forget, that has nothing to do with the law of attraction is an actual universal law. Oh,
exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm not saying that the law of attraction, I definitely believe in the law of attraction. It's just that, and not all teachers out there who are teaching the law of attraction are doing so for completely self-serving reasons. I'm just saying that many out there are.
Yeah, they are. My friend had a whole thing about that. He wrote a whole blog about that, how a lot of these teachers that are teaching about manifestation are just money.
Yeah.
Money grubbing. Not all of them. Some of them are legitimate. And one of my friends, actually, he's studied all of it. And that's what he says, too. He's like, oh, no, most people are leaving out some of the key important bits.
Exactly.
Which is really... But you know what? That's their karma in the end, right? Because if they're doing that knowingly for their own, it's not... Yeah. And that won't bring them abundance in the long run anyway. It may on a short-term basis, but it will actually backfire on them.
Well, and then, you know, I mean, you can be sitting on a pile of cash and have all that monetary abundance and be empty in your heart and lonely. And
completely.
So, I mean, yeah.
Many people are, and I think this is my theory on that. I think it's worse. I think when you have no money, you have nothing, you always have this dream that you can work towards and this hope, right? Yeah. But when you get it, and you find that you're still miserable, then it's a big problem.
But that's because those people they're empty in their hearts and in their souls, and they're filling a void with money. And then they get all this money and they realize, oh, well, now what? Because my heart is still empty. I'm still searching. And so the way to, and that's one of the ways to get money is to fill your heart up. And then all the good things are just going to come to you anyway.
Well, and it's not really about money, is it? The true abundance in life is like love, happiness, peace, inner tranquility, like all these things. And money can't really buy those. I mean, we do need money in the third dimension.
We should, can you... What's that song? Is it by the Beatles, that money can't buy me love?
Oh, yeah. Can't buy me love.
Yeah, I love that song. Well,
maybe so we can Google the lyrics. I don't know.
Cool.
I don't know the whole thing.
Well, we'll see. But we got to talk about, speaking of money, and what I was saying, I'll go back to the point about what Abraham Hicks had said about musicians, is that just because there's some like low vibrational music that's like a little more negative or whatever, there's always going to be an audience for whatever vibration you're putting out. And so it's, you know, things that are negative in your opinion, it might not be negative. It might be something that is actually really empowering, like really angry music. You know, sometimes if you know, you just need to feel angry and let that energy out. And so you can crank some Marilyn Manson and just be like, rah, and then you feel better. Yeah. And so someone might perceive that as like negative, angry music, but it's actually helping you to raise your vibration that much more. Because if you're in a place where you want to die and you crank up some angry music, you're probably going to feel a little bit better.
Well, and those people, they relate to that kind of, because they're living in that darkness. So they relate to this dark music and it gives them, and we're all one. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Everything is one. Like I keep saying, there's no two-ness in oneness. Like oneness is oneness, you know? So everything that we see around us, we're one with all of that. Like it or not. One of my clients said to me the other night, I said, everything's divine. We were talking about American politics. He looked at me, he said, George Bush is divine. I said, believe it or not, he sure is. Yeah. You know, all of us are. And actually, those are the people that we need to pray for and send energy to more than anyone, these so-called evil people or whatever, you know, because they need it. But the opposite is that most of the world is, you know, constantly projecting all this negativity onto them, sending hate at them. That doesn't help.
No, and the thing is that people who are, we perceive as evil, can be a great catalyst for amazing change. So, I mean, if you know, sometimes like if you lose your job and you're like, oh my God, it's terrible. But then a year later you realize, wow, if I hadn't lost my job, I wouldn't have like moved to Tibet or whatever, you know what I mean? And had all these amazing experiences. So negativity and evil, I'm using air quotes, evil in the world can be an amazing opportunity to create change.
Everything is, it all depends on how you want to look at it.
Exactly. So, and back to talking about money, because we are doing the funding drive. I would love to chit-chat and have a wonderful time all day with Surya, and we're going to, but right now we need you to call in 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. You can also go online to donate, citr.ca/donate, and we are raising $35,000. Right now, we've got $8,271.88, and let's see in the next few minutes.
Good numbers.
88 is very auspicious, right?
88 are very auspicious big money numbers.
Good money, 88. So if you call in and donate $30, you can get a copy of Making Miracles.
And this book, Making Miracles, could potentially bring you...
It could bring you $35,000. Or $35 million even. You never know. Or it could bring you love or... what are other good things that people might create in their lives? Because I don't know if always the money. Like, if you just focus on the money.
Well, just happy. The true miracle, it's really inner happiness.
Exactly.
I mean, without inner contentment and happiness and a sense of peace, I mean, what good is any of the money in the world? It's not worth anything.
So you should share it with us, because there are some good uses for money, which is things like buying... microphones and headphones and things that we need to run this station. And if you want to keep the music flowing and the talk flowing, then give us a call, 604-822-8648. Someone just called in and donated $101.90. Yay! Woohoo! And so the new total is $8,373.78. Yay! Thank you so much. $101.90.
Thank you.
So they'll be getting Making Miracles, Creating New Realities for Your Life and Our World. And then, of course, Surya's lovely CD, Songs of the Buddha. Thank you. So we've only got one more copy of that left at the $60 level. If you want the book and the CD, you got to call in right now. It's a hot item.
It's hot. You know, a lot of, I won't name names, but there's a whole host of interesting people. I've only made up one batch of these CDs, and that's probably all I'll make. like, and because I'm into the whole digital thing, and there's a lot of very interesting people who have this CD.
Cool.
Celebrities, famous people, lots of, it's found itself in the hands of many, many interesting people, so.
Wonderful.
You'll be one of the lucky ones.
Yay, one. There's a song about that too, isn't there? Okay, so, and also, you know, if you've ever wanted to host your own show at CITR, for me, like, I wanted to have a show on this station for years, and it, like, it took me a while. I volunteered with the news for like a year. I was the news anchor. I mean, I had a lot of fun, but I had to get my foot in the door, and then I had to make a demo, and then I had to keep bugging them and bugging them for a time slot. But you could just donate $250 today and be on the air, like, pronto. And have an hour-long show just to see what it's like.
And, like, look what being the host of the show has done for you. You get to go to all these shows, meet all these spiritual teachers.
I do. I got flown to Toronto to talk at the Optimism Cafe. Yeah, it's crazy. So, I mean, you could do that, too. If you call in 604-822-8648 and donate $250 or more, you'd get your own hour for the show. Or, yeah, you know what I'm saying. And, plus, there's, like, the Astral the Ostrich t-shirt. I'm still looking up the power animal for that. But we're going to play another song. And I've got a song from your... I've got Medicine Buddha Mantra from the... What's the name of the...
mix? Mantras for the Masses.
Mantrasforthemasses.com. Where you can get it for free. So I can play Medicine Buddha Mantra, or do you want to play a live song?
Why don't you play a song, then we can look up... Ostriches.
Okay, and so tell us, what does Medicine Buddha Mantra
mean? Oh, the Medicine Buddha Mantra is very important, actually, because the Medicine Buddha actually said, like, thousands of years ago, that during the 21st century, there would be many diseases that would arise to which there would be no cure. But if you chant the Medicine Buddha Mantra, you will be safe and be in good health. So he said this, like, a thousand or more years ago. So it was already prophesized, and you can see there are a lot of weird, you know, things going on with a lot of weird viruses and things like that. So that we've seen and probably may see more. So if you can learn the Medicine Buddha and chant it, I mean, chanting it is good, but even listening to it, that's why I'm so, a lot of people are like, I can't believe you gave this away for free. And I'm like, no, I want everyone to hear these prayers, because it can, just hearing them in itself can bring blessing and prayer and healing. Actually, cool story about Medicine Buddha Mantra is, a lady, I think I told this at the concert, but so you've heard this, but everyone else hasn't. But anyway, this lady emailed me one day on YouTube, and she's like, I have to tell you, I had a miracle after I was watching your video. And then I didn't hear from her for about another 2 months. And finally she wrote me back, and she's like, well, this is what happened. She was in the hospital and she had no money for her medication. She lives in the States. And her boyfriend came in with a laptop and showed her this video of me singing the Medicine Buddha Mantra. And she was watching it over and over again, and she just felt a lot better. And then after she left the hospital, she went to the pharmacy, and she was trying to, like, get the pharmacist to give her, you know, she was like, I need the medication, whatever. He's like, sorry, you have no money. Anyway, a complete stranger overheard her talking and said, you know what, I'm gonna pay for all of your medicine. And she's like, I know that it's because of this mantra.
Wow.
She's like, I know it's because of that. So I'm like, chant it.
So what is the mantra?
Oh, it's Teyata Om Bekenze Bekenze Maha Bekenze Radza Samogate Soha.
Oh, you just know it really well.
I've been chanting it with my guru for years, but it's actually not that hard to learn.
It's on this one, too. So if you don't...
Maybe I'll make, like, a special page on my website for the Medicine Buddha Mantra and, like, teach people how to. That's a good one.
Yeah, and you could make a YouTube. We should make YouTube videos together.
Yeah, with the hamster, too.
He passed away.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. R.I.P. Okay. This show.
They only last a couple years. I cried a little bit when he passed on, and then I was happy I had my living room back. So, I mean, and I get to watch. Aw, bless his little heart.
Bless his heart. Little Hammy. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, he's in heaven now.
He is. He's watching over us. Making little hamster
avocado,
poos.
eating avocado in heaven.
Yeah. Oh, he's so sweet. Okay, so while we're playing this song and you're, like, absorbing this wonderful healing mantra, give us a call at 604-822-8648. You could get that song. It's also on the Songs of the Buddha CD that Surya has donated. So if you call in right now and donate $60, the first person to do that is going to get Making Miracles by Lynn Woodland. That's the book where that's going to teach you how to make miracles. Just the book itself is infused with all the energy and intention and love from every single person who's read the book. And it's kind of like, you know, we've talked about how I'm just rambling on. I better get to the point. Give us a call, 604-822-8648. Call in, donate $60 or more. You'll get the CD and the book plus the Friends of CITR card and the record bag. And we love you. And if you're listening from somewhere else on the planet, $5, $10, whatever.
And you can't come. Too.
We love you too. And even $2, whatever you can donate, CITR.ca/donate. Rupees.
We want rupees.
Pesos.
Pesos, yen, whatever. We take it all.
That's right. 604-822-8648 or CITR.ca/donate. Here is the Medicine Buddha mantra from mantrasforthemasses.com.
You got it.
Kindness is the light that dissolves all walls between souls, families, and nations. Paramahansa Yogananda.
Tea, ta, om, bacon, zay.
is a good time to be alive in the physical world, as you call it. It is a good time to choose to come into incarnation at this time. You have heard the call, and you have answered it. You have chosen yourselves to lead in the awakening of humanity. Hey, you.
November 17th through the 24th, keep 101.9 on your FM dial and your eye on CITR.ca for updates on all our fantastic Fun Drive events. Help keep your station at the top of its game by making a donation during Fun Drive. No donation is too big or too small. Call 604 UBC Unit or check out CITR.ca/Fun Drive for more information.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we're joined by the lovely Surya Devi here playing live music, as well as that was Medicine Buddha Mantra from her Mantras for the Masses CD, which you can get at mantrasforthemassescd.com for free.
Mantrasforthemasses.com.
Oh, sorry, mantrasforthemasses.com.
It's a mixtape.
Yeah. Mixtape, see? Okay, and that's just a thank you for tuning in and listening today, but if you want to get more thank yous, we just got another $30 donation. Woohoo! So that person's going to be getting a Friends of CITR card and also a copy of Making Miracles, Create New Realities for Your Life and Our World by Lynn Woodland. Namaste Publishing donated a bunch of these, and while quantities last, any donation over $30 or more, you will be getting a copy of that as a thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And also, if you donate $60 or more, there's one more copy of Surya's Songs of the Buddha, which the mantra, Medicine Buddha Mantra, is on there, as well as a bunch of other stuff. If you are a regular listener to the show, you've heard some of the music, and it's beautiful. So you should call in and donate money. And then, of course, at you also get, at the $60 level, I said you get a record bag, but that's actually wrong. You get a cooler, and it's really cool. It's like all futuristic and silver and shiny, and it's got Astro the Ostrich on it. And then for $101.90, I think Scott called in and donated $101.90 because he wants the t-shirt. He said the t-shirt's really cool this year, and I agree. It's got Astro the Ostrich on it, and you also get the Wicked Sweet cooler, plus a Friends of CITR card, plus the Making Miracles book and the CD if you're the next person to call in and donate $60 more. But for $101.90, you also get the t-shirt with Astro the Ostrich on it. And we looked it up during the song and the break, and I'm going to read this. This is from Healing... healing.about.com, we'll give them credit. The ostrich is the largest bird in the bird kingdom. Because it cannot fly, its lesson is the importance of grounding, teaching us, Surya and Marie, not to be so flighty or airy-fairy. The ostrich teaches us that we can attain spiritual heights from a deeper rooted perspective, and gravity is the ostrich's strength, keeping it grounded. The ostrich as a totem symbolizes a strong desire to attain knowledge, and this is apparent by the long neck that sticks upwards into the higher realms of learning. If the ostrich totem shows up, it may be a message that you need to prepare to move up to the next level of life lessons. So that's what you can learn from about the ostrich today on Synchronicity. And you, if you want that awesome t-shirt, then give us a call, 604-822-8648, 604-822-8648. Or if you're one of those people who likes to spell it out on the phone, it's 604 UBC unit. Or of course you can go online to donate wherever in the planet, on the planet that you're from, citr.ca/donate. No donation is too big, of course. We'll take all your money if you want to give it to us, or too small, $1, 50 cents, pesos, whatever you've got going on, we will accept it graciously at citr.ca/donate. So please do give us a call. And Surya, you're going to play another song?
I am. This is my, like, I call it my protest song, or rather my anti-protest song. Somebody on YouTube was yesterday, they said, are you going to make a song for Occupy, the Occupy movement? And I was like, I don't know. I'm like, I kind of have my anti... Because I think they're getting ousted today, aren't they?
Are they?
Potentially.
Well, we're occupying UBC here.
We're occupying UBC.
The student union building here at room 233 in the student union building. And, yeah.
We're occupying ostrich.
Occupy Ostrich, we should make shirts. Yeah, it's cool. I feel like, you know, whether they're there or not, the movement still goes on, you know? I think it's just exciting people doing things, you know?
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Why do they kill our prophets? Hang them up upon the cross. And why do they tell us what we have to lose and remind us of what we've already lost? It's a lie, yeah. Oh, it's a lie, oh. Why do they separate us, make it all black and white, when the truth is we're a rainbow, yeah. Just reflections of light. And we're gonna win this, win this, win this, win this war. Oh, 'cause we're not fighting, we're not fighting anymore. Anymore, anymore. Mm-hmm. Why do they educate us inside of a box? And why do they silence the cries of nature while they tell us that money talks? So yeah, we're gonna win this, win this, win this, win this war. Oh, 'cause we're not fighting, we're not fighting anymore. Anymore, anymore. Oh, anymore, anymore. Mm. So go ahead and tell me what you think we should do. 'Cause the truth is we're all angels, yeah. And the spirit is forever free. Yeah, we're gonna win this, win this, win this, win this war, war. 'Cause we're not fighting, we're not fighting anymore, anymore. Anymore, anymore, oh. And peace is remembering only love is real, 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 real. Only love is real.
Cute. I love it when Marie comes to my shows because she leaps up out of her seat every time I finish a song, like, clapping like a little kid. It's so cute. I have to take you on tour with me. Like, everywhere I go, I need you. You're my hype girl.
I'm the standing ovation starter. I always get it started. And then I look around. Sometimes I stand up, and then other people, they don't stand up, and then I feel like an idiot. But other times, it's like everyone stands up, and it's a standing like. People don't do standing ovations enough anymore.
We should.
It's like not popular anymore.
I know. Don Miguel Ruiz got a standing ovation the other night.
Oh,
that was cool.
I'm so sorry I missed that. I had all these parties to go to and everything. I mean, God, it's like
busy.
The price I pay
schedule.
For being popular, I know. But I get to miss out on Don Miguel Ruiz. It was awesome,
it
right?
It was amazing. Yeah, it was amazing. I was singing with my friend Cuba Ohms, who was just, you should have him on the show sometime. He is just, I've never seen him like that before. I've known him for years. He was like a one-man comedy show. His dog was on stage with us at one point. yeah, actually, it'll all be filmed. He was writing a song with Don Miguel. I got to sit in on one of their songwriting sessions. That was quite amusing indeed.
Nice.
Yeah, but it was good, and his talk was amazing, and yeah, he's just amazing. He had a heart transplant. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, like a year ago. I think I was talking to his wife. His wife said he was pretty much getting ready to leave, and then at the last minute, he got this heart transplant, and now he's completely, yeah.
Cool.
He's back. He didn't go anywhere.
Woohoo! Yeah, we should definitely have him on the show. Okay, so, but it's time now to ask you to pick up the phone or get on your computer and donate to the fund drive, because
money.
We need your money to keep the station running. We've only got 15 minutes left. And oh yeah, just by the by, normally there's like 2 weeks of funding drive. This year there's only the 1 week. So this episode today is the only chance to donate. And I know that you love this show. I know that you love the station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We need your donations to keep the station running. So please do. Once a year, that's all we ask, is for you to dig deep, whatever you can afford. If you can afford $30, you're going to get lovely gifts from you're going to get a Friends of CITR card plus the Making Miracles book to create fantastic miracles in your life. Give us a call, 604-822-8648. But even if you just like, you know what? Go to your couch. If you're at home right now listening to this show, or go to the office, you know, in the lunchroom, whatever, and go and look under the cushions in the couch and see what you can come up with. Count all the change there and then give us a call, 604-822-8648, and pledge it to us so we can have your couch changed. We'll happily take it.
And we better shout out our friend Mark Hastings too, because he's like our unofficial publicist.
Is this here. Poet of the Sphere here?
Yeah, there he is.
Mark Hastings on Twitter. Thank you, Mark. You should
follow him, at Poet of the Sphere. He's the most, I've known Mark for years now, he's the most supportive person. He really gives a lot of support to musicians and always tweeting, Facebooking, everything.
Yeah. So Poet of the Sphere on Twitter is, and you can also, thanks Mark. Yay!
And he writes poems. He might even write a poem about you.
Aww.
Yeah.
He should write a poem about CITR.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mark, I know he's listening right now. Mark,
write a poem. Hi, Mark. Yeah. Tweet it. You could write a haiku.
Just tweet it. Just tweet it.
So, and you can follow Surya. Surya Devi.
Surya Devi.
On Twitter. And then, of course, I'm Marie Bernard. And you can... CITR is also CITR Radio. I was logged in as them by accident. I didn't realize. I went on Twitter and I've been tweeting, thinking I was tweeting from Marie Bernard, but I've been tweeting from CITR Radio. So I logged out and I'm where I'm supposed to be on Twitter. Oh, wow. It's confusing. Okay, but give us a call, 604-822-8648. At the $60 level, we've got one more CD left of Surya's Songs of the Buddha. And of course, you're going to get Making Miracles, Create New Realities for Your Life and Our World. And then you'll also get the cooler with Astro the Ostrich on it. So you can take that to the beach. It's kind of cold right now, but you can save it for when it gets hot, and then you can bring stuff to the beach. And then at the 101.90 level, next person who calls will get the book, the CD, and the cooler.
And the shirt.
And the TV, the t-shirt with Astro the Ostrich on it, which is a reminder to be grounded. And if you're already grounded, that's good. But if you're airy fairy like Surya and myself, then definitely call in, donate $101.90.
Look at it this way. Okay, if you donate $30, you're going to get this book and this CD. And the combined value of them, first of all, is more than $30. And you can give them as gifts if you don't want to keep them for yourself.
Yeah.
There's two Christmas gifts right there. One book and one CD.
Fabulous.
And you're helping a good cause.
And
the law of the universe is like what you put out comes back to you. You might not see it right away, but...
Yeah. Well, though, this is, if they call in and donate 60, they'll get these two.
Oh, okay. 60.
30, they'll get the book. But they get the Friends of CITR card, which I think is like a $25, $30 value anyway. And you get discount. The Friends of CITR card is like, gives you discounts all over town.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and
I mean,
the ostrich shirt is going to get you a hot date, guaranteed.
Yeah, because they'll be like, oh my God, you listen to independent community radio? You're so sexy. Yes. That shirt would look really great in a ball on my floor.
Okay, we didn't have any hot guys visit us yet.
We're only here for 10 more minutes. So come to the Student Union Building. If you're on campus, come by. Bring us your couch change.
I bet there's lots. I mean, you can even come and sing. Come on.
Come and
rappers,
sing, yeah.
I challenge a rapper. Like, the real... I want the most, like, the most 10 minutes. Rappers. Yeah. Who's the MC? Who's the hot MC that's, like, killing UBC right now?
Yeah.
Make yourself known. Come, show yourself.
come on down to the Student Union Building.
This is your big chance.
Yeah, but you've got to give us the change in your pockets at the very least. Yeah. Okay, 604-822-8648 to donate now. Again, you're only going to have 10 minutes left in the hour, but you can also donate later online if you're feeling slow right now. CITR.ca/donate. Also, if you're listening on podcast, please do that. And you'll receive a tax receipt rather than the fabulous gifts that you get when you call 604-822-8648. So what's the next song we're going to play?
Well, I was just thinking about that.
What was that last song you played?
Oh, that's a good question. You know me and my songs that have no names. I guess it's called Win This War.
But
it's kind of like my anti-protest song, because that's my whole take on activism, is like, if we're going to make change, we have to find a new way of, you know, because we can't fight, because that's the law, you know what I mean? When you're fighting something, you're creating an opposition, so.
And part of making change is contributing to campus and community radio, because it's independent, the media is independent, it's not biased, you know?
Definitely. This is actually really, because we're starting to see more and more of this censorship within the mainstream media, like it's becoming so obvious now, so it's really more important than ever. To support community radio locally based
and independent music that's like real musicians, not all like auto-tuned out and all that. Not that there's anything wrong with auto-tune, but if you want like people that actually have real talent and can play instruments, listen to CITR, donate to CITR. I heard that U2 got their break, like in Vancouver, was played on CITR before, like now they're huge.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, how many musicians have had their big breaks through community radio, and it gives them an opportunity and an avenue when there really aren't always. And, yeah it's really putting everything back into the power of the people. You know, it's community.
Yeah. And if you're a musician and you're like, well, but money's really tight, you know, for $30, you're going to get a Friends of CITR card, which is going to save you money all over town. Plus, you're going to get the Making Miracles, Create New Realities for Your Life in Our World. And just the power of this book alone, just holding it in your hand. I mean, it's infused with the energy of everyone who reads it. And you've got exercises on how to create miracles, real miracles in your life and in the world, not just for yourself, but like on a global level. Let's all create miracles. So give us a call. Donate $30, $60, $1,000. I mean, whatever you've got, share it with us. 604-822-8648. What's the next song you're going to play?
Well, is this going to be my last song?
Probably. We've only got like 7 minutes left.
Yeah, so yeah. Should we do Order to the Chaos or should we do a new song?
It's up to you. It's all up to you.
It's all up to me. Well, maybe I'll sing a new song. Okay. I'm fond of this song. I think I sang it here once before.
What's it called?
It's called Butterfly.
Ooh, Butterfly. And that's one of the themes of this Making Miracles book. Too,
well, yeah, butterfly. Because the butterfly is like this profound symbol of transformation, right? Mm-hmm.
Yay. Butterfly, butterfly, I know you want to fly away, 'cause you've been hurting so much for so long. It's a long, lonely road, and this world can be so cold, 'cause they love you when you're young and beautiful, and leave you when you're old. But I say, hold on, hold on, hold on, it's not your time to go. Oh, I say, hold on, you are loved more than you know. There is wisdom in pain, like softly falling rain. It makes everything fresh and new once again. Deep inside your cocoon, I have watched a flower bloom, and I know that you'll be free, free again soon. Oh, I say, hold on, hold on. hold on, hold on. It's not your time to go. Oh, I say, hold on. You are loved more than you know. Go on, soar now in the air. Make your flight a peaceful prayer on behalf of all the prisoners who are suffering everywhere. And I'll be watching the skies just to see you fly on by. Dear sister, dear lovely, dear angel, butterfly, butterfly, no more tears, don't you cry, butterfly, butterfly, no more tears, don't you cry, butterfly.
I wrote that for my friend. Yay. So it's one of my favorite songs to sing.
Yay, yay. Well, coming up in just a few minutes is Parts Unknown. So Chris is going to be asking for donations. But if you want to give, get the Making Miracles CD or Making Miracles book and the lovely Songs of the Buddha CD. We've got one more copy left, $60 donation level. Plus you get the Friends of CITR card and the awesome cooler. So futuristic. I love it. 604-822-8648. You can donate anytime during the fund drive. But, you know, if you want that CD, it's not going to last long. So 604-822-8648. And, of course, you can also donate online anytime, citr.ca/donate. And instead of gifts and lovely thank you prizes, you'll be receiving a tax receipt for your donation. So thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. And the lovely Surya Devi. You can follow her on Twitter at Surya Devi. And the CD, the Mantras for
the Masses. mantrasforthemasses.com. Go download your free yoga mixtape.
Yay, yay. And that's a thank you just for listening today. And then remember your couch change. Go find that. Come on down to the sub. Bring it by. Give us a call, 604-822-8648. We also accept credit cards, checks, whatever you can give. You know, we need those funds to keep the station running, to keep – it costs a lot of money to run a radio station. Yeah. And the fact is that independent radio, like, it's just, like, so invaluable. Invaluable is the right word, right?
Invaluable, indeed.
Yeah. It's, like, amazingly, which means it's really valuable. It's, like, priceless.
Yes.
Priceless. It's priceless. Yes. Chris is coming in. Come on in, Chris. What's your guitar? Oh. Hi.
Hi.
Do we have time to play one more song while you're setting up?
I'm set up.
You're set up and ready to go? Okay, so I guess we'll bid you adieu.
Adieu.
To you and you and you.
And you. Thank you for listening, everyone.
Thank you. We love you so much. And remember, this is the only funding drive episode of the year. So if you're sitting on the fence and you're not sure, donate whatever you can. $5, $30, whatever you've got. 604-822-8648. We love you so much. We appreciate every penny that comes through, every peso, everything. So anything you want to add before we go?
Just peace and blessings. Go out and do something good in the world today. Go do something good for someone else. It'll make you feel happy.
Yay. I love you so much, Surya.
Love
Thanks
you too.
For coming in. Yay.
Thank you.
Okay, have a wonderful day. We love you. We'll be back next week. And peace, love, and namaste to you.
Namaste.
Bye.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
How much do you know about bikes?
Everything?
Perfect.
Nothing at all?
Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.